Birds are dying in the middle of Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Rush, in for Rebecca Williams. This week, we're remembering the PBB tragedy in Michigan. Michigan Chemical accidentally contaminated the state's food supply in the 1970s, but the legacy of that company is still very much with us today. Michigan Chemical, which later became Velsicol Chemical, made more than just PBB, and it left these toxic chemicals behind in St. Louis, Michigan. Terry Niffen and her family live right next door to where the old Velsicol Chemical plant once stood. She says she first noticed something strange in 2001. The spring robins foraging for worms just weren't acting right.
When I go out into the backyard and get near them, they wouldn't move. They just would stagger around the yard and they'd end up dying.
She'd find around 10 to 12 dead birds a year, mostly American robins, and she videotaped some of them.
This one is just not doing well. She's been shaking and she's having a hard time moving around.
Over the years, she put some of the dead birds in her freezer, hoping someone from the state or the EPA would test them.
Well, they kind of ignored me.
So 2 years ago, Niffen had the birds tested herself, and they tested positive for acute DDT and DDE poisoning. For more than 40 years, until they closed in 1978, Velsicol Chemical made all kinds of chemicals, including DDT. The company is long gone. They went bankrupt, but their chemicals are still here.
These concentrations, from my literature search, are the greatest ever reported in wild birds.
Matt Zwernick is a wildlife toxicologist at Michigan State University. His team studied the birds and their nests last year. All of the adult birds that they collected in a 9-block area around the old chemical plant had also been poisoned.
When they arrive in May and by June, they're dying of convulsions, and they've got 10 times the concentration in their brains that causes death in laboratory animals. You know, you can assume that DDT neurotoxicity caused it.
Zwernick's study was not paid for by the EPA. It wasn't paid for by the state. A community group pushing for more cleanup in St. Louis gave Zwernick $15,000 for his study. The EPA and the state have known about the nasty chemicals in the neighborhood since around 2006. Some areas had been fenced off because the DDT levels were unsafe for people. And before the bird study came around, they had decided that the yards in this 9-block area should be cleaned. But federal Superfund money is tight. What money there is goes to the worst sites first. News of the dying robins helped build the case that this place needed the money. The EPA is now cleaning the yards. They're spending around $12 million, and they hope to be done next year. In the meantime, volunteers in the community continue to collect the birds they find. The 2013 study found a couple of robins outside the 9-block area that had elevated levels of DDT. Last July, I went out with Terry Jelinek to collect a dead robin.
Now we got to clean the bird.
This robin is young, a fledgling. It sits outside the 9-block area, less than a mile from the old chemical plant. He puts the bird in a sterilized bottle and records all kinds of data.
66.443 grams.
He then drops the bird in a freezer so it can later be tested.
This study has been great for St. Louis cleaning it up, so. But who knows where we're polluted at all over.
The EPA and the state will be here for a long time trying to clean things up. And the robins arriving in the spring could help pinpoint where the problems are. Tomorrow, we continue our series on the legacy left behind by the Velsicol Chemical Corporation. We'll hear how the chemicals are affecting the town's water supply. You can find more on our series at michiganradio.org. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.